Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
This week on the Miracle Zone, we are discussing elevating our consciousness to succeed in life. We, of course, open with our spiritual exercises, that is, grounding, protection, and angel card reading, but we'll then work with you, walking you through exercises to help release those old fears and ill-serving negative beliefs so you can succeed according to your definition of success. Not tomorrow, not next week or next month, but right here and right now. Are you ready? Sit back, relax, and enter into the Miracle Zone. Transition. At the end, heading into the next stage, it feels like you can't make it. It feels like all hell is breaking out against you. It feels that way because you're almost there. The birth canal is the narrowest just before delivery. It's the darkest and the coldest just before dawn. Hello, I'm Pamela Chapman. Welcome to Miracle Zone, making it reality against circumstance, logic, and economics. Appropriate for today when it often seems like a changing, chaotic, and very crazy world keeps us in difficult transition. Today is Tuesday, March 6th, and we're coming to you live from my place of miracle, the Winter Rockies in beautiful and very chilly Colorado. We have shifted once again. Thank you for allowing us to have some time out of your incredibly busy schedule to help guide you into your very own dream come true. I'll facilitate your journey into whatever you care to manifest for this time. So, whether you are transitioning through a job loss, career change, mate change, emptiness syndrome, retirement, loss of a loved one, life transition, or plain old limbo, we are here to help make the transition as painless as possible. Today we are live with me and my angel team. I always invite Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, along with the angel team in before I even go into the studio. Let's begin with our grounding. Miracle Zone is a spiritual podcast, so let's ground. We want to ground every day, every day. So if you're in a safe place, not driving, not operating machinery, you're safe. Close your eyes with me. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Inhale. Love, peace, joy, divinity. And let's exhale all the negative energy, all anxieties, all fears, all those aches and pains. One more deep breath. Deep, 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 deep. Your stomach is expanding. Your lungs are expanding. And now let's breathe out love. All throughout our workplaces, our neighborhoods, our towns. Now let's do the actual grounding exercise. As our eyes remain closed, imagine that there is a root coming from the bottom of your tailbone, the root chakra, first chakra. If you're standing, you can imagine you have two roots, one from each foot, coming out and pushing southward, okay? Pushing through that floor if you're standing, pushing through that chair, that couch, that floor. If you're seated, just pushing southward. Once we begin to break through that ground, we begin to see it cracking, the concrete breaking, and we just keep pushing down until we get to the earth, right? Through that soil, red soil, or that deep, dark, black soil. Just keep pushing south. There's nothing to be afraid of. No fear here. And all we're doing is grounding. So as we begin to break through all the elements of the earth, we begin to see some magma now. Maybe things begin to turn a bright red. And we just keep pushing down. Again, no fear. This is not hell. We are just searching for the core of the earth, right? All the energy at the core. It's loving energy. It's grounding energy. And you're just going to allow your root from that root chakra or from the bottom of your feet, from the feet, the zero chakras, just allow those roots to wrap around that core, that center. Feel the heat. Feel the security. Know that you know you are on solid rock and you are firm. No matter what news comes along today, you are grounded. Now I want you just to imagine as that root is wrapped nice and secure, right? As tight as you want it to be, as loose as you want it to be, but you want it to be secure. And we're just going to now imagine that root coming back up, but now I want you to see that root coming up and it's all lit up, all on fire. But it's a good fire. It's energy. It's energy from the core of the earth. And it's coming up, up, up back to you. And we see it coming up. And we're not afraid of it. We welcome it. We embrace it. And now we see it coming up through the earth. And now it's coming up to our buildings, through our buildings. And now through the floor that we are seated on or standing on. And it just begins to enter our body, that energy. And today we're going to imagine that energy passing through our body. And so in that first chakra where it's already a deep red, we're going to allow that energy now to come up to the second chakra, our sacral area. We're going to allow it to open that area, sending a bright orange energy into that midsection, right around the waist, the hip. Now we are going to allow that energy to rise up to our solar plexus. into our stomachs, we're going to see a bright yellow, the sunlight. See that energy. Feel its warmth, the solar plexus. And now as that energy comes up into the heart chakra, our fourth chakra, we're going to see the energy of green, opening our heart, to love, for love. It's also the color of money, opening our heart to receive. And then we are going to continue to see that energy, see that light, continuing upward to the throat chakra, the fifth chakra, the bottom of our throats. And we're going to imagine a beautiful turquoise right there in our throats. See that energy in your throat, opening you for expression, allowing you to speak your truth. And then we continue up to the third eye, right between the eyebrows, purple light flowing from that area, insight, clairvoyance, clear cognizance. And then allow that light then to your crown, at the crown of your head. Just seeing a bright white light at the top, at your crown, where the God consciousness is allowed to abide if we let it in. It's there anyway, whether we let it in or not, but we acknowledge in this exercise that it is there. And just kind of feel that energy flowing through your body, knowing you are safe, knowing you are grounded. And now I would like for you to imagine with me, now that you're all lit up in this amazing energy, in this rainbow of colors, I would like you to imagine that there is a coat of armor in front of you. This armor is impenetrable. It may be made out of any material you choose. It can even be made out of silk, honestly, if you believe that that silk is impenetrable and you rather feel silk on your body versus metal. See that coat of armor. And now I'd like you to step into that coat. I am facing my coat of armor, and I'd like for you to do the same. And I first step in with my right foot and then my left. And I see that armor coming up over my body rather quickly, over my knees, my thighs, up over my waist, my stomach, my chest, now my shoulders. And from my shoulders, it goes down to my elbow, my wrist, and now my hands. I see a mesh glove on my hands. You can see a leather or whatever you have chosen as your armor, covering from your toes now up to your shoulders, the bottom of your neck. And now imagine with me that there is a helmet. I call mine a helmet of salvation. If you can imagine the knights, what they used to wear on their heads. And I see mine sitting on a beautiful mahogany shelf, just waiting for me to pick it up and to gingerly place it upon my head. So I do that. And now I see that helmet. It is covering my neck. It has a mesh piece covering my neck, meeting at the shoulders, and all of my head is covered except my eyes, my nose, and my mouth. My eyes, so so I may see going forward. There's no opening in the back of my helmet. My nose, so I may sniff out the truth and to inhale all the beautiful fragrances that the universe has for us. Hopefully you live someplace where you have those beautiful fragrances. If you do not, there are always beautiful fragrances and candles that you can light and incense. So when you take those deep breaths, they are filled with those beautiful scents. And then my mouth. I am free to speak. When spoken to, I am free to speak my truth. I am free to be honest. I am free to express. Okay? So, in my angel cards today, I pulled three beautiful cards. And I'm always amazed at their messages, really. I never get to the point where I take them for granted and just go, oh, well, okay, that's interesting. Because today's subject is elevate our consciousness to succeed in life. And they say to us, Archangel Azrael particularly comes and says, you have a natural counseling ability, or you are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. Okay? Our second card comes to us. It's clairvoyance. And this card is from Archangel Raziel. And he says, I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love. And then our third card is from Archangel Metatron, who we believe is also or has walked this earth as the prophet Elijah. And Metatron says, focus on your highest priorities. I will help you get organized and motivated. Now, I believe that is very appropriate for today's message. Just because we pull the counselor card does not mean that you quit your 9-to-5 job or whatever you do and become a spiritual counselor. You can work in any area and be that spiritual counselor, right? And then we have clairvoyance, and clairvoyance is what? Helping us to see clearly, for our success, because we're talking about success today. And then we have prioritize. So basically that message is saying, I will help you be successful. I will help you clearly see where it is that you are going, the path that you should take. I will help you prioritize to help you get to those goals that you have set for yourself in this amazing year of 2018. The additional messages are on my website, right? They're at Yucatan Wellness, Yucatan Wellness.com. Scroll to the bottom of the homepage and you'll see angel messages for today, March 6, 2018. Right? You'll need a password, and it is success, all caps, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, success. So let's jump in. Hope you are as excited as I am for this year. It has been amazing. I mean, life has been unfolding for me quickly, rapidly, and the same is for you. If you want it, elevating our consciousness to succeed in life. So I said in my description that there are two basic behaviors that are vital to triggering the elevation of consciousness. Two basic behaviors. So today's podcast is going to be like a workshop, right? We have a lot of fun in my workshops. We do meditation, we dance, we write, we contemplate. And We're going to do some of that today. Actually, in a lot of my podcasts, that's exactly what we do. This year, we're going to spend a lot of time in healing, all healing, right? So at the end of the year, if you're still in that same place you started out in 2018 at the beginning of the year, it's no one's fault but your own. And so let's talk about that today. Let's talk about it a little bit today. And I know some of what we talk about makes you uncomfortable, but that's a good thing. If you're uncomfortable, that's a good thing. Get out of your comfort zone. Move up, right? I always say, if I stepped on your toes today, right, I don't want to step on your toes on the 13th. So I'd like to look at first what is consciousness. And most of you who listen to this show are enlightened, and you already know. But it may be someone new, and they're just trying to figure out what is all this talk about consciousness. So consciousness is basically awareness, being aware, realization. It's perception, okay? Observation, being observant and being discerning. We talk about strengthening our discernment. I was trying to find a word to explain discernment. When we talk about psychic, you know, I mentioned last week that, you know, Jesus was a psychic. We get all weirded out when we talk about psychic. But they didn't have that word back in Jesus' days when Yahweh walked the earth. That word was not available, right? So we use it today to just basically explain the strengthening of your intuition, your discernment. You know, don't get upset over the word intuition. If you're more comfortable with discernment, then put the word discernment in there. Elevating our consciousness is then eliminating the small-mindedness and the small self and illuminating the higher self, right? Or allowing the illuminated to become dominant, all right? So it's eliminating the small-mindedness, the small you, and putting the emphasis, illuminating the bigger you, okay? So that small self is that self that is fearful, guilty, doubtful, negative, blames others for their screwed up lives, right? Doesn't take responsibility. It's the one we want to eliminate. That's the small self. The larger self with the capital S is our higher self, our higher consciousness, divinity, source, universe, God. Okay? Elevating our consciousness is being conscious of your consciousness. We talked about that last week, right? I said if you can be aware of your thoughts when you're doing the laundry, you know, when you're doing those things that doesn't take a lot of concentration, right? You're not at work concentrating. And even when you're at work, you may not be able to hear your unconscious thoughts, but they are there. So if you can be aware of those, if you can catch those thoughts and then stop them or pretty much reverse them or say, I don't receive those, it's being aware of your donkey talk, right? Elevating our consciousness, being aware of our donkey talk, pretty much, in our heads, okay? So let's define success. And so success, if you were to look it up in the dictionary, is the accomplishment of an aim or desire. It is the attainment of popularity. Success is a person or thing that achieves a desired aim or attains prosperity. It's achievement, victory, feat, or act of courage, right? I told you about the sign I have on my wall at work. Courage is being scared to death but saddling up anyway. So anytime that I have to act or speak or contact someone and I do it in spite or despite my fear, that is success, okay? So I ask you today, what is your definition of success? Because success is different for every person, correct? You know, I gave the example last week. I said some success would be to own a large home, 4 bedrooms or 5 bedrooms, you know, with a yard in the front, and, you know, kitchen with all the latest knickknacks in it. Well, I've had that success. And so that is not what I define as success today. So I'm going to ask you again, what is your definition of success? Yours. And I want you to think about it. I'll give you mine, but you are still thinking about your definition of success. Mine is, I retire rich, helping others find their purpose. Rich, for me, is defined as enough money to travel when I want to travel and where I want to travel. Rich to me is to be able to pay all my bills, having enough discretionary funds to buy what I desire without looking at the price tag and share it with others. That's my idea of success, okay? I do not desire to have $1 million. I always say I've been a thousandaire, okay? I've blown through $500,000 in a few years. I said $500,000. Yeah, $500,000 in a few years. And it's interesting, the people who become interested in you when you have that kind of money, okay? Now, for me, success is just what I said. Having enough money at the time when I'm ready to travel, I can do that, and I can go where I want to travel to. I don't need to have $1 million sitting or 2 or 3. I would give most of it away. And I have to tell you, in having that money, like I said, interesting people come around. And for the longest, I was angry at someone who borrowed $20,000, right? I had $20,000 to lend, and they never paid it back. And then I realized how blessed I was to have had that $20,000 to lend her. And I bless her, right, and let it go. So for me, it's having enough to do those things that I love to do and to help others, okay? Remember I said I desire to share with others. So what is your definition of success? Success, we're still on that. Okay, and realizing that statement, I say, I retire rich, helping others find their purpose. So there is a service in there. It's not all about me becoming successful and it's, you know, mine and I don't share it and I don't provide something. So again, I ask, what is your definition of success for today, for you, today? Because that idea or that definition will change, okay, as you get older, as you succeed at that thing that you believe you want. So what's yours? And I'm going to stay here until you actually think about your definition of success. You may want to write it down. Is it to get a promotion, move into that new home I just spoke about, relocate to a new neighborhood? What about starting a new business, opening a restaurant, becoming a chef? Maybe you love to cook. Maybe you'd like to make a certain amount of money. There's nothing wrong with wanting money. There's nothing wrong with having money. It's your belief system that has it all crooked, but there's nothing wrong with it. Or maybe success for you is leaving an abusive relationship. And that's male and female, as well as lesbian couples, gay couples. Maybe success for you is having the courage to set your home in order. Some of you just need to get things straight in your house, okay? Maybe success is getting through the grieving cycle. Maybe you're tired of being stuck. Maybe you've lost a loved one or you've lost a job, okay? Or maybe you've just come through a nasty separation or divorce. For some, success is raising your children correctly, getting them through high school and college. That's a huge feat today, isn't it? It takes a lot of work and a lot of energy. There's so many things today that I didn't have to deal with when I was raising my child. Maybe you suffer from chronic illness and you just want to get well. You just want to alleviate some pain, right? I believe all illness stems from emotional disease or dis-ease, as we say. So what is your definition of success for you today? Write it down. Make it clear. Write it down. Make it clear. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, how successful do you believe you are today? On a scale of 1 to 5, how successful do you believe you are today, right now? 1, total failure. You failed at everything, or at least you believe you have. And 5 is you're quite successful, but you want to achieve more. Now, I want you to write that number down. Actually, write it down. 1, a complete failure. You failed at everything you've ever put your heart to, your mind to. And 5, being quite successful, believing you've achieved many of your goals, but you want to achieve more. You're still alive. You're still breathing. Right? You have the right. I want you to write down the number and all the donkey talk that goes with that number. So what do I mean by that? If you wrote down the 1 and you feel like you've been a complete failure, I want you to write down all the negativity, all the reasons, and all the excuses you believe you are at that 1, that you have failed. If you're at a 2 or a 3, doesn't matter. Write it down. Even if you're at that 5 and you're quite successful and you want more, write down any obstacles you believe you might have in 2018, anything holding you back, okay? Write it down. Why aren't you as successful as you desire right now? Every excuse, every person you've ever blamed, including yourself, every person you believe has held up your progress, that boss who's overlooking you, right? That coworker who keeps sabotaging your work, that mom who doesn't validate you, or that spouse, that partner. Maybe you think it's because of your ethnicity or your lack of education or your lack of skills. Whatever it is, write it down. Write it all down. Now I ask you, how do these thoughts make you feel? How are you feeling about them? The excuses. How do you feel about them? The negativity, the reasons. Do they make you feel angry, helpless, guilty, frustrated? How do they make you feel? And I want you to write that down as well. And then I want to ask you, how do these feelings serve you? Because I could say they no longer serve you, but they do serve you, right? We become addicted to our feelings. I realized for me personally that I was driven by stress. I've always had high-performing jobs with tight deadlines, okay? When you start talking about creating board reports for the president and writing what he's going to say to his employees, and these were always tasks thrown at the last minute. He says, well, I think the employees need some motivation. I think we need some fun. I need you to come up with an event, and here's the budget, and we want to do it in 2 weeks. If I was lucky to get 2 weeks, if we were doing something in the community, and I was responsible for helping for that. If you're selling your company and you have to keep that as a secret, and that's just in one position. I was always in very stressful positions. I've had a stressful life, a lot of events. I am a divorcee as well as a widow. So that's stressful. I lived in Orange County, California. Excuse me. In late 70s, 80s, I'll just leave it at it was stressful. So that stress, I have come to believe that I needed that stress. Excuse me. I had come to unconsciously believe that I needed that stress in my life in order to be significant, in order to be successful. So I created stressful events in my life, and I really didn't know how to live without that stress for the longest. And then when those stressful situations would come along, I would then say, oh, God, why? Why? Why do I always have these things happening? Well, unconsciously I have come to believe that I deserve that, I needed that. So when I ask you, how do these thoughts make you feel? And then I ask you, how do they serve you? I want you to ask yourself that. How does that anger serve me? Now, have you gotten used to that adrenaline rush that comes with the anger, right? You know, that was part of my release from the stress. It's like, oh, blow up from the anger. Oh, that feels better now. Well, I was addicted to that. Are you? Are you addicted to the depression? You know, I was saying, how do you feel about not being successful for, well, guilty, blame, depression, right? Oh, I feel terrible about myself. Well, have you become addicted to that depression? Have you become addicted to the helplessness, the apathy? You know, I was reading that, and everybody says, let go of that which no longer serves you, but everything serves you. You just have to decide whether you're sick and tired of it serving you if it's negative, right? The reason for asking you these questions is we have to get to the emotion of the situation. We have to get to the emotion of why you have not succeeded, right? Everybody looks at Trump and they go, oh, he's so this, he's so that, he's so arrogant, he's so egotistical. But what is the emotion that keeps you from not being successful? Now, some people consider, look at him and come to some other conclusions, but I say what emotion keeps you from your success? And I'm still on the subject. I'm still on the two basic behaviors. We're coming up to that. I just want you to work through these exercises because some of you just listen week in and week out, and there is no change. You know, 6 months later, you're complaining about the same thing. So let's get to the emotion of it. Your accomplishments or lack thereof, your health, your wealth, are dependent upon your emotions. And your perspective creates the emotion. Right? Your perspective creates the emotion. You can get up in the morning and you can say, life is wonderful. I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to make it a great day. Or you can get up in the morning and say, oh, man, what a drag. I got to go back out, fight this traffic, go to a crappy job. Perspective. You can change that crappy job into an amazing job by changing your perspective. Are you addicted to the drama? Because most of us are. It's really sad to say, but we are. Now, here's the two basic behaviors you need to totally flip your world. And as I began to sit and meditate on this, it's really three. It's really three. And the first one is choice. You choose to get out of your situation, to change your situation, or you choose to remain in that situation. And I always say I don't believe there's anything called stagnation when it comes to people's lives. You're either growing, or you're shrinking, right? If you were afraid to speak in public 6 months ago, or you were afraid to make a telephone call, a sales call 6 months ago, a year ago, and you're still there and you're not doing anything about it, you're not stagnant. I'm sorry. You're dying. You're allowing yourself to die. Right? Unhappily. So, choice. And so I ask you, what do you choose to do today? Do you choose to remain that one or two when it came to, you know, your scale of you believing you had accomplished most of the things in your life or very little in your life? Choose today, right here, right now, March 6th at 10:45 Mountain Time, 9:45 Pacific. Choose. That's the first step. Choose or remain where you are. It's your choice. It's your life. Here's the two basic ones that I came up with originally. Take responsibility for your own personal life. It's no one else's fault. Well, you don't know. I grew up in the house. My parents were really rough. Yeah, I get it. Well, you don't know. I live in a neighborhood and we don't have resources. Yeah, I get it. Well, you don't know. My boss hates me. I empathize. I empathize. But you can choose to let go of that job. You can get more skills, read more books, do some research, right? Ask for a transfer. As far as your parents go, your parents did the best they could do at the time. I know my parents did. I was going to say there's no instruction books, but there are many books out there on parenting. Well, how many of them got it right? Right? Was it Dr. Spark? Dr. Spark? Doctor, I think a couple of decades ago, that had written all the parenting books, and then we hear that his son committed suicide. I mean, there is no guarantee out there except that you love your child the best you can. Now, are there abusive parents out there? Absolutely. Are there those who should not have their children? Yes. But even those who wound up in adoption homes, adopted homes, they have a choice. We had a young man on our show, and he told us his story. He was angry. You know, he was dealing with all the negative emotion that goes with being abandoned. But he had to make the choice to turn his life around. Okay? Take responsibility. It is not your government's fault. It is not the president's fault. As long as you look outside yourself, you will never, ever be successful. Success does not come from the outside. Success comes from within. When you realize who you are, when you realize how great you are, you made in the image and the likeness of God, of divine, of source. That's who you are. You're not the tramp or the whore that music tells you you are. You're not the lazy person that maybe your parents might have called you or school teacher. You believe a school teacher calling someone lazy? I've had a teacher call my son that, and that was the last time she made that error. It was many, many years ago. Okay. So, in that choosing, we're taking responsibility for our own lives, for our own path, for our own journey. Difficult as that may be, as difficult as it may be to say, I'm in this situation because I chose to be, or I choose to be, it's pretty dang on tough. But it's the basic behavior you need to get out of that situation. Okay? And then here's the big one. Choose to love yourself. That's a big one. We are always, almost, a lot of us, are often our own worst enemies, right? I remember when I was in corporate, and when I would screw up, my boss didn't need to come out and ream me. Or actually, I didn't have bosses like that. They didn't ream me. If they did, they did it once. But he didn't need to come out and tell me how I messed up, because I was sitting at my desk beating myself up, right? Going, oh, how could I have done that? Oh, my God, I can't believe, you know, because I had a lot of responsibility, and so when I messed up, it was a big mess up. I remember one time I was responsible for, keeping our licensing in different states, in all the states, in all 50 states, because we dealt with force-placed insurance. Don't hold that against me. I didn't know any better. But it was my responsibility to keep us licensed in all 50 states, and we lost our license in one state. So what was the impact of that? The impact was every policy we had sold in that state, every insurance policy to every bank, because we would sell it to the banks, and then the banks would sell it to their homeowners. They would force place them. Every policy in that state was null and void. That was huge. Well, I called the attorneys for the company. This was a large company, and they said there was nothing they could do. And I didn't take that for an answer. I was like, no way. This is huge. We're going to lose all our business in this state? I will not be able to live with this. And I went to the state, the commissioner's office, insurance commissioner's office, and I won based on their verbiage, on their legislation, on their law for their state. Because I had done everything according to what they told me to do, and it came back and said I hadn't done it right is what happened. Well, I fought it and I won. Okay? But I didn't sleep for almost a week. I beat myself up so badly, my boss didn't have to say a word to me. Okay? So in loving ourselves, what comes with that? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. I've had to learn to forgive myself many a time. And again, we're our own worst enemy. We beat up ourselves. We beat up ourselves for making wrong decisions about jobs and about spouses, partners, right? Oh, why did I ever? How could I ever? Maybe we travel to another state and regret it. Or maybe, you know, we have a child and now we're divorced and we're parenting and it's a huge mess. And you're like, you know, why? Why did I ever marry this person? But look what you got out of it. Even if that child is giving you challenges right now, it's a beautiful soul. You know, forgive ourselves. What's the opposite of that? The guilt, the blame, the shame. We have to let it go. Loving ourselves consists of honesty. What's the opposite of honesty? Being dishonest with ourselves, deceitful, untruthful, right? Be honest. When I asked you about your feelings, I didn't ask you to broadcast it to anyone, to tell me, to email me how you were feeling. I asked you, how did it make you feel that you hadn't succeeded in those goals, in those life dreams? Were you honest? Because that's where you have to begin. You got to take responsibility. You got to forgive yourself, and you got to be honest. Admit you are proud. It's false pride. Anyway, I remember when my mom was sick the last few months. She was so proud. You know, and I'm sure that came from my dad. My dad would always say, "We are Clarks. We are proud people." Well, sometimes you have to ask for help. Sometimes you have to accept help. People who love you know when you need help, if they really love you. You know, I'm that way. It's like if I want something and I may not have enough money at the time to buy it, and I'm real big on not using credit cards at this time. I got stung in the 2008. So I want to pay cash for it. And if I don't have it, it's like pulling teeth, go and ask my husband for the money. And he is more than happy to give it to me. But that's that pride, that false pride. I'm not going to ask him. Heck, I'll just wait and save it. Save up for it. You know what I mean? Okay. Admitting where you are. Admitting if you are lazy. Maybe you haven't succeeded because you keep sitting on your butt waiting for somebody else to do it for you. Yes, we can, right? I remember hearing a woman on TV say, oh, wow, now I won't have to pay for gasoline anymore. No. If you want nice things, you have to get up and you have to work for them. That's the way you get nice things. No one gives you nice things. In fact, the system is set up so that you don't get nice things. The only way you're going to have nice things and be on the system in the United States is if you lie. And how does that make you feel, having to lie all the time? The system is set up so that if you make so much money, you're going to be penalized for that. Want nice things? We go to work, and we work for them. Huh? What about being short-sighted? You can't see past tomorrow. We started a project the beginning of the year. We're already into March, right? The beginning of the year, we created a map for our lives. How many of you actually did that? We created the map, and as we went along, I had you add things to your map. I had you add how much you want to earn in the year. I had you to write down a few goals. I asked you to add, I am the kingdom of God, manifest where I am. And then I asked you to look at that and say, hey, look at this. I created my own world. And the actuality is you really don't even have to look at that another day. You created it. You put it out there into the atmosphere. And now all you need to do is work toward it. But you can't be short-sighted. You can't come along in April and say, oh, I didn't accomplish anything yet. Oh, I'm done. What about being judgmental and critical? Oh, Lord. Huh? I have to ask for forgiveness on that subject all the time. Forgive me for being judgmental and critical. Because really what I'm doing is pointing out the shortcomings in me. Right? Well, what about you? Are you doing that? Are you unforgiving? And then be patient with yourself. So if I had the two basic things that I just talked about, it would be taking responsibility and loving yourself, and then all those other things falling under loving yourself would be forgiveness, being honest with yourself, instead of being short-sighted, being long-sighted, and then being patient with yourself, okay? Now, be conscious of how you're feeling right now. Be conscious of that. We're coming up on the end here. All the negativity, feel it. If you're still feeling it, don't push it away. Don't rebuke it. Just feel it. And I used to tell you to flip the feeling. We're talking about feelings, not thoughts, okay? When a negative thought comes along, I do want you to reverse that negative thought into a positive thought. But now I'm talking about feelings, okay? So I've learned that instead of flipping that feeling or trying to flip the feeling, because we really don't, I've learned that a quicker and more effective healing method comes with allowing the true you and your true feelings to arise, okay? So that goes back with being honest, right? Being true to who? You, okay? So allow any of those feelings that you may be feeling right now about your failures or, you know, you're not being successful, you're being unsuccessful. How do you feel about that? Go ahead and let those feelings arise. Now let's wrap those feelings in unconditional love. And I'm going to take just a few moments here to do that. Allow those negative feelings to come up, the blame, the shame, the guilt, the frustration. Allow it to come up. And now we're going to wrap it in unconditional love. I'm going to hold that place for you, and we're going to be silent. Stay with me. Wrapping those emotions in unconditional love. Feel the divine love conditions, just pure love, agape. The love that says you're perfect, made in the image and likeness of the divine. Nothing needs fixing. Now I want you to take a deep breath inhaling all the love of God, the divine, Jesus, whomever you believe in, your ascended master, the angelic realm, and exhale out, surrendering, surrendering every negative emotion. Now you can do that all day, every day, with any negative emotion that arises. Resolve whether you accomplish what you set out to do or not. You're still going to love yourself unconditionally. Okay? I'll say that again. Resolve whether you accomplish what you set out to do or not. You're still going to love yourself unconditionally, not waiting for someone else to love you. You're going to love yourself unconditionally. Set your goal, but don't obsess over it, right? We talked about creating our map and plan for our lives. You've created it. Set out to achieve it. Don't let it overtake you. Don't obsess over it. You've done that. Now surrender it. Surrender it to the divine, to source, to your higher self. When the anxiousness comes up, the guilt, the shame, unforgiveness, allow it and then surrender it wrapped in love. This is the act of letting go. The negative feelings will come. Situations will arise, right? When you make a declaration, it appears as if all hell is breaking out against you. But that's okay. The testing comes, but that's a good thing. And then you allow the emotion to come up, wrap it in love, bless it, and release it. And you keep doing that until you're free of the emotion. That's when you can realize the success for your life. That's when you realize the success for your life, whatever you've deemed that success to be. Next week, we have special guest Stephen Horn. He'll be speaking specifically about how to heal emotionally, thereby eliminating physical ailments. So next week, he's going to talk about eliminating the emotion to help eliminate physical, so healing the emotion to eliminate physical ailments. Follow us on Facebook under Yucatan Wellness. Actually, it comes up as Yucatan Angel Wellness. Leave a comment or a review. Okay, when you review Yucatan Wellness on Facebook, you're actually leaving a review for the Miracle Zone. You listen to this show, you can go to Yucatan Wellness and leave a review because that corporation is the sister company. Okay, don't forget to go to Yucatan Wellness and get your angel reading, your full message. Don't forget, I just give you a little blurb. Get your additional message on the site, yucatanwellness.com. And if you'd like to get a free workbook, it's called The Miracle Zone, Making It Reality Against Circumstance, Logic, and Economics. You can also get that from my website. Click on the Miracle Zone tab, scroll to the bottom, enter your name and email, and get the free workbook. Thank you. We love you. Hear you next week. Bye-bye.
This entire family into thinking I'm Pete, but now they mean everything to me.
On March 9th.
Hey, Pete. Take us to the $11 million.
You got 72 hours before we start clipping your family.
If we don't do what these guys want, we're all dead.
Every con.
There are too many secrets in this family.
Has consequences.
So how are you going to pull this off?
If you say go tonight, they will go tonight.
The new season of Sneaky Pete returns March 9th on Amazon Prime Video. Season 1 available to stream now.
I conned this entire family into thinking I'm Pete, but now they mean everything to me.
On March 9th.
Hey, Pete. Take us to the $11 million.
You got 72 hours before we start clipping your family.
If we don't do what these guys want, we're all dead.
Every con.
There are too many secrets in this family.
Has consequences.
So how are you going to pull this off?
If you say go tonight, they will go tonight.
The new season of Sneaky Pete returns March 9th on Amazon Prime Video. Season 1 available to stream now.